Justin Flick with you. It's our final Savatha locker room chat of the basketball season, and joined by girls coach Joseph Gruber as the Savatha Lady Blue Jays get set for Thursday night's sub-state game at Royal Valley. Talk a little bit about the last couple of games of the regular season, coach. Played a couple pretty tough teams to finish things out, and both of them on the road as well. Savatha Friday and then Nemaw Monday with not much time in between. So what do you take away from those last couple games as you try to kind of prepare your team with a different mindset now heading into sub-state?
Yeah, going into those two games, we were already kind of locked into our sub-state seat. So just mentality-wise going in there is just to stay healthy, get better at some things that we need to get better on for sub-state. That's a tough little stretch to end the season. But I was proud of the girls playing for four quarters and competing hard. We did some good things, but obviously with both those games on the road, you know, senior nights for both Holton and Nemaw Central. Those are two great senior classes that have played a lot for them. So that's just a credit to them, you know, sticking with it. And, you know, having three-year players makes a difference. But, yeah, I was proud. I thought we got some better at some few things. And then we stayed healthy. So that's the most important thing about just being ready to go Thursday.
One thing I noticed broadcasting the Savatha game last Friday at Holton was that, you know, and you've had this throughout the season, some girls that can get hot and hit some outside perimeter shots. I think Kiera Keim and Paxton Michael both had three-point baskets apiece in that ball game. And I guess that's what you hope with the one-game season from this point on, that it's one of those nights that the girls can make some early shots, kind of get some confidence, and just kind of build off each other, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah, we've shown glimpses of being a team that can score on the offensive end when we get hot, and even defensively, we've caused some issues against some good teams this year. So, you know, regular season's over. We've continued to get better every day, and we've set ourselves up for Thursday to just go out and play our best game, and hope we come out hot offensively and do some really good things defensively.
Well, Royal Valley is a team that you've, of course, faced in the league, but I believe you faced them just once on December 20th, right? So it's been a long, long time. What do you feel like are kind of keys in this matchup to be able to have a chance to win in advance?
Yeah, absolutely. We played them on December 20th, and, you know, they've changed a lot since then, and so have we. But, you know, credit to Coach Boucher, man, they do a lot of really good things defensively and offensively, and they switch it up on you quite a bit. They got some length, some athleticism, you know, and they've got some shooters on the outside that make it difficult for you. So we definitely got our hands full Thursday. But, you know, we're just going to do what we do and get really confident about our game plan, and then go out and try to execute it to the best of our ability.
Well, a lot of progress made this year. I know you're proud of the girls for how they've continued to show up and battle and given great effort despite being a little bit maybe undermanned, but that's what's exciting about the postseason. Anything can happen on any given night in 32 minutes. So best of luck against Royal Valley and hopefully continuing on, Coach, and thanks for taking time to join us talking about the Blue Jay Hoops here each week on the radio.
Thank you, and thank you for everything you do for the Northeast Kansas sports.
You bet. Joseph Gruber, head coach of the Savatha Girls, Blue Jay Boys basketball chat coming up next.